Radio.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, here to start the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Mideast right now. Frank Vernuccio is on the line with me right now. He is the editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government, and this is something that covers both national and international matters. He's got a radio program which he co-hosts. It's called And Nothing But the Truth. His columns appear in several newspapers and web news services. He's a former member of both the Republican and Democrat administrations in New York, including running the Manhattan Workers' Compensation Board just after September 11th. Frank, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
It's so good to be with you again.
Hey, man, what do you think about what's going on in the Middle East right now?
Well, I think it's a horrible failure of American policy.
Yep.
And as Yogi Berra would say, it's deja vu all over again.
Ain't that the truth?
At the end of the Carter administration, the last couple of years, the Carter administration supported the overthrow of a basically pro-Western, relatively modern-type leader, the Shah of Iran. Certainly not a very perfect man,
right?
But not a horrible guy, and considerably pro-Western. In the same way, President Obama supported the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, who, again, was far from perfect, but was basically pro-Western and presented no threat to the United States or to our ally Israel. Nevertheless, the Obama administration eagerly supported the Arab Spring that got rid of him. And now we're where we are today. And the central question I think all of us have to ask is, does this action of the administration or does any act of an administration help or hurt the United States, the American people, the American consumer, and so forth? We clearly have to see by what's going on in Egypt, in Libya, in Oman, in Yemen, in Bangladesh, that it is not helping the American consumer. We're going to see, by the way, the effect of that at the gas pump fairly soon.
Oh, I think you're 100% right. I mean, I'm already paying about $4.50 a gallon up here in Washington State. Yeah, I mean,
that's murderous.
It's a big number. You know, I'm reading a book that I'm sure you've read before, Milton Friedman's From Beirut to Jerusalem. Very, very interesting book because, you know, here is a very successful, very intelligent Jewish man who really, really lays out exactly what the situation is in the Middle East. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's an absolutely no-win situation.
Well, we have to look at these riots that are going on right now and who is actually being targeted by them. I suspect that actually the United States is just kind of the fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Russia at the beginning of the 20th century, a popular uprising overthrew the Tsar.
Right.
But in the period of chaos that followed, the Bolsheviks, who were really not the front runners in the actual revolution, stole the good work of the revolutionaries and took over the government.
Yeah.
We're seeing here the same thing. There was popular repugnance against some of the very corrupt leaders in the Middle East. That work has been stolen by the Islamic fundamentalists, who are really want to turn their region back to the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
And the effect on the rest of the world in terms of military security, in terms of natural resources, oil being the most important, will be telling for decades to come.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's interesting, just an interesting comment. I have a good friend who happens to be Iranian. He lives here in North America, but he, you know, he grew up in Iran. He went to school at Oxford, got an MBA after he got his BS, Bachelor of Science degree, came over to Harvard, you know, got an MBA. Very, very bright man. Father was very, very successful in the mining industry over in Iran. And, you know, he hasn't been back there for probably 10 or 15 years. But whenever I'm looking for an opinion on what's going on in the Middle East from someone who doesn't happen to be a Jewish friend of mine, because I have a lot of Jewish friends and I truly respect them. But I talk to this gentleman and I say, you know, what do you think about what's going on over there? You know, what do you think about some of the quotes that are coming out of the Quran? And he said, number one, he said, you have to understand it's extremists. And he said, number two, he said, you're a Catholic, right? And I said, well, yeah. And he said, well, you know, he said, you can interpret the New Testament in a lot of ways also. You just kind of have to understand that your Bible is meant to be the good book. And he said a lot of people don't agree with this, but the Quran is the same way. He said, you know, you get five people in a room and you get five opinions on this particular book and they're going to be totally different. He said it's the extremists that are absolutely terrifying. And quite frankly, Al, that's why I took my family out of there.
Yeah, well, I interviewed on my radio show a young woman who came out of Egypt, and her family was quite prominent, actually, there.
Yeah.
Her father had been a major general in the army, and she felt that the descent into darkness that's coming about with the Islamic fundamentalists would have been a horrible place for her to live as a woman, for her to raise her daughter. And it's interesting that the best elements of those countries are, as you say, looking to get out. I think it's a tragedy. Egypt's an ancient civilization. One of the things that we've been hearing is that just as the fundamentalists destroyed those wonderful statues of the Buddhists in Afghanistan, there was a text in an Egyptian newspaper saying that the pyramids should be blown up because they're an affront to Allah, because they are remnants of worship of a god that had no respect for Allah, because Allah wasn't even known at that time.
Right.
So we're dealing with a group of people who are immune to rational discussion and discourse.
Yeah.
And again, the United States, I think, has to stop apologizing, stop giving in to everything. And we do have something called the First Amendment. I'm not in favor of anyone being disrespectful to any religion around the world, but we do have the right to say what's on our minds. And if someone wants to print a film or print a book that someone else thinks is disrespectful, well, we're granted that right by the First Amendment. I am not willing to give up my First Amendment rights, and I doubt anyone else in America is, because of somebody taking umbrage at it a couple of thousand miles away.
I
think it's disgraceful on the part of both the State Department and the White House to not have said in any of the comments, really, that while we don't agree in casting aspersions in anyone's religion, nevertheless, we fully support the right of Americans to do so.
Sure.
And it's absolutely despicable that that hasn't occurred.
Well, I think that you and I are on the same page politically, at least coming up into November. I mean, I agree 100%. I don't think the situation has been handled anywhere near correctly. You know, I guess this is basically a finance show, hard assets, et cetera. And I guess the obvious question is, what impact, Frank, do you think this is going to have on the price of oil?
Oh, how could it have anything but a skyrocketing price?
Yeah.
Under two possible means. One, if in fact, just out of being angry at America, the Saudis cut the spigot or slow down production, that's a significant possibility. And number two, on the other hand, if there is actually war in the Middle East of one sort or another, which is becoming more and more likely,
would appear that
well,
way.
We all know what that's going to do to the price of oil.
Yeah.
I just did a show up in Anchorage, Alaska,
and
the folks up there are asking, well, how come we've got all this oil that we're sitting on that if they had developed it a couple of years ago, we really would be worrying a lot less about that. And I guess you could talk the same way about the Keystone XL pipeline.
Sure.
You could talk about those offshore drilling sites in the Gulf of Mexico that the president said we couldn't drill in, and now the Chinese are drilling in.
Yeah.
So we've kind of made a really terrible situation for ourselves financially and in natural resources.
No, I don't think there's any question about that. I really don't. Last question. We got a minute here. How do you think this thing is going to shake out in the Middle East, Frank? Let's talk specifically about Libya, Egypt, et cetera.
I don't know if we have many assets that we can apply. I think the American military is utterly exhausted, so I don't see large-scale military intervention. I think both the governments of Libya and Egypt are frightened. I think that what's going on as we speak right now, the Egyptian military is trying to protect the American embassy. So I guess we'll simply have to wait and see what kind of civil war erupts or doesn't erupt and go from there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I want to close the segment by saying one thing that I'm looking at here on my screen, and that is, you know, the President of the United States said that in effect, and this is pretty much a direct quote, he said that Egypt is not an ally. I find that to be a rather unfortunate statement coming from the President of the United States. Frank, it's always
factually incorrect. In 1989, Egypt was designated a major non-NATO ally.
I'm with you 1,000%. We're coming from the same spot. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, to Get Frank's show in the city that you're living in. Take a listen. This guy's very, very bright. He's got some very good insights. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, I have Dr. Cleet Bullock with us right now. Cleet has been on the program before. He is a very successful author, educator, etc. Going to chat a little bit about a public education in the United States. And the reason this comes to mind, anyway, in my case, is we've got a fairly interesting situation, to say the least, going on in Chicago right now with the teacher strike, which as of this particular recording, and we're recording this on Thursday afternoon, the strike has not been settled yet. You know, I have to tell you, as most of our listeners are aware, I'm not a real fan of public education. And one of the reasons I'm not a real fan of public education is because I don't think it's working correctly. I really don't. When we were living in Portland, Oregon, our kids went to parochial schools. And the reason they did is we felt they would get a better education. We felt there would be more parental involvement, etc. You know, and as it turned out, we believed we were right. I think public education is an incredibly important ingredient to the future of our country, and I think it needs to be improved. Cleet, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I wrote the book.
Yeah.
Change the way the whole system is. Everything in life is about control.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what's happening in the Middle East.
Sure.
It's control. These people want control. They think the U.S. is exercising too much control. In public schools, the kids are controlled. The administration controls the teachers. The teachers control the kids. The secret you've got, the thing you've got to do, whether you're in Chicago, is you need to give the teachers control without giving it up. Right now, the teachers in Chicago are on strike because they want more control. Okay?
Well, yeah.
How do you give the teachers control without giving it up? I sat on both sides of the collective bargaining table. I was a teacher in charge of collective bargaining for the city of Cincinnati back in the 60s. And I negotiated the contract with the school superintendent for 3,000 teachers. From the teacher side, then I became an administrator and I negotiated contracts from the administration side. Somehow, the only way to really negotiate a contract is you've got to give the teachers control without giving it up.
Right.
And that's what I would do.
I would say,
this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
What can you give me to get this in the contract?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the biggest, that's the thing that's causing all the problems in this world. Everybody wants control. Well, you know, does Obama want control over Medicare?
Yeah.
You know, it's all about control. The Republicans want control. The Democrats want control. And the secret is, how do you give control without giving it up? And nobody wants to give control.
Yeah.
They just want it. They just want it.
Well, we don't have a lot of negotiation, which is, in my opinion, really, really sad. It's really sad right now. Everybody seems to want everything to happen their way, and they don't listen to the other side, and that's something that I think is a huge, huge mistake personally. How do you think this thing in, well, I guess I don't want to ask that question. I was going to say, how do you think this thing in Chicago is going to turn out, but that's not really a relevant question. The relevant question here, or the relevant comment here is, you know, the losers, the big losers in this situation right now, it's Chicago, but it's really all the public school kids around the country. They are the big losers, in my opinion. And what does that mean for the United States? That means that the United States is going to be ultimately the big loser, Cleet.
Well, you know, back in 1989, I wrote a piece for the New York Times called The Fate of Public Education.
Right.
And it was how unions were using students to get their needs met.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that didn't reverberate too well with unions.
Right.
But the kids are the losers. But in order to gain control, the unions know that to get the parents on their side, the kids are the ones that have to be into the process.
Yeah.
So all of of these kids are out there, out of school, and the parents are raising cane because they want their kids back in school.
Yeah.
Now, the problem, the biggest problem we have in public education
mm-hmm.
and in politics is levels of openness and trust.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
People are not open and trusting with each other. They are controlling and protecting themselves with instead of being open and trusting. Openness and trust is an interesting concept. Do you know that openness has two dimensions? It has a listening and a telling dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people are open on the telling dimension and not on the listening. So when you come to collective bargaining, that is a big, big problem.
Yeah.
Both sides of the bargaining table are high on telling. This is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not listening.
Yeah.
You know, the administration in Chicago has a number of issues. Number one, their tax digest is way down. They mm-hmm. can't afford these raises.
Exactly.
Number two, they need to improve test scores in Chicago. Well, you know, is the union listening? The union has needs, and is the administration listening? Okay, so we got openness, but trust is five dimensions. There's a survey on my website that measures openness and trust in any organization. It is free. So you can post my website on your station.
You've got some really good stuff out there, you know, and I have to tell you, it's nice to, in my mind, gratifying in the sense that somebody as bright and somebody who continues to be as involved in education as you are agrees that changes really have to be made. I really, really have to say that I find it in just alarming that more of our government officials aren't really concerned, or don't seem to be concerned, I guess I should say, Cleet, about the state of public education. And I'd like a comment on that.
Well, they talk about it.
Yeah.
And say it's important, but they don't do anything. It's like Obama. He promises and promises, but nothing happens. You know,
you're gonna fit in with our audience really well, and with me certainly.
You know, my book is written as a how-to,
yeah.
And I'm not some fantastic, and I'm just a farm boy from Indiana.
Right.
I write common sense.
Sure.
My stuff is common sense of how people relate to each other.
Right.
Everything is about human relations.
It is.
Right now, it's all about power and control.
Yeah.
Chapter 4 in my book describes the 9 forms of power. Okay?
We don't have time to go into those, but please, just, your book is entitled what, Cleet?
Creating a Culture for a High-Performing School.
Absolutely perfect. And we're going to include that on the banner on our website that's going to give more information about you. Cleet, thank you so much for your time, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Stick around,
big guy. Send me an email.
I will. Thanks,
Cleet. Send me an email. I'll be on my email later tonight.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Do you know who I am and I know who you are? Again, I want to welcome all of our listeners at radio station KUIK down in the Portland, Oregon area. I was on that station for probably 6 or 7 years when Kath and I lived in the Portland area, and I got to tell you, I got all the time in the world for Don McCowan and his crew. It's a great station. All right. Having said that, I am chatting right now with Bill Howell. Bill is the president of a company called Rye Patch Gold. In the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that I have purchased shares out of the open market. I announced that purchase just 3 days prior to doing it a few months ago, so I am a shareholder of this company. So do not take this as investment advice, because obviously when Big Al writes a check, that means that he is highly prejudiced. Also, if you want more information on Rye Patch, they are a sponsor on our website, so simply click on their banner. This is one of the more interesting situations that we have right now in the junior mining sector, in the sense that Rye Patch has some very, very valuable assets, in my opinion, and also according to its balance sheet in Nevada. Some of those assets are in dispute in a very, very interesting lawsuit with Coeur d'Alene Mining. And I don't understand the, for lack of better terms, I don't understand why they're in dispute. It just strikes me that from all the business law courses that I have taken, you know, in the long distant past, that there's really no question here. But it's very interesting how investors are looking at Ripatch, which in their opinion, because they're buying the stock, is, you know, is worthy of investment. But it's interesting how the stock is somewhat volatile in depending on comments that happen on this lawsuit. Bill, can you explain it just real briefly about the lawsuit and then your status on it, and then we'll get into some other subjects?
Sure, Al. Thanks for having me on again, and hello, Portland. You know, the lawsuit is really quite simple. There's an annual federal maintenance fee payment that's due on your unpatented mining claims. It's an annual fee. It's due on or before September 1st, in this case in 2011, and Coeur d'Alene failed to make that payment. It's a really well-established date. It's, you know, pretty much if I ask you about April 15th, I don't need to explain April 15th. You all conjure up some idea of what that date means. And, you know, the mining law and the maintenance fee payment is the same. That date is ingrained in our heads. We know what it means, and we know the consequences of not paying those maintenance fee payments. In the case of Coeur d'Alene, they didn't pay. They've reported they didn't pay in their 10-K. And, of course, they didn't know they didn't pay for almost 3 months. And in the interim, about 60 days after the payment date was due, Ripatch staked its LH unpatented mining claims up and over the top and around the Rochester and Packard silver mine. Nobody from Coeur d'Alene knew until at the beginning of December, when Ripatch actually called Coeur d'Alene and said, you know, we've staked these 400 and plus claims, and we intend to work on them, possess them, and we want you to respect our rights. And immediately upon notifying Coeur d'Alene, basically their response was kind of twofold. One was to give us a lowball offer for Ripatch Gold Corp, the parent company, and two was to start staking their own claims up and over the top of our LH claims. So they kind of really ignored the fact that our claims were out there, kind of a bad faith issue, if you will. They knew we had notified them, and they turned around and basically overstake them. And that's, you know, that's what started the lawsuit. So, you know, it's really a matter of how long do you wait? You know, Ripatch waited, you know, as an exact number, 56 days past that time when the claim maintenance fee payment was due. So there was a lot of time due or that went past prior to Ripatch staking. And, you know, like I said, once Coeur d'Alene was notified, their response was to stake claims over the top of our senior claims, so basically ignoring our rights. You know, there's a lot of precedents in the case. There's been Nevada Supreme Court precedents with a case called U.S. versus Locke. There's a number of Nevada Supreme Court cases that deal with the same thing and rival claimants. And there's also the BLM has published several items in the Federal Register of the United States regarding staking claims and permit boundaries. And you know, nothing we've done is really against the law. We've followed the law. And what's happened is Coeur d'Alene has tried to invent, you know, kind of their legal theories that would preclude us from having valid claims. And so far, based on our review of the law and our position, there's nothing that they've presented that really counters the fact that we have valid claims and a strong case on the LH claims.
Well, it's going to be an interesting situation. I have a tendency to agree with what you're saying just on my past experience. But again, I'm not an attorney, and I'm certainly not selling any of my stock. Let's talk a little bit about the company. You know, from a fundamental standpoint, I invested in the company, Bill, simply because you got a great team and you got some great properties.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we believe that too. I mean, we believe Ripatch is offering producers in the two districts that we're working in some compelling vision of the future, right? We're adding ounces and completing resource updates on the Oriana trend. The Wilco resource came out at the end of June. The Lincoln Hill resource will be out here before the end of September. And, in you know, at Wilco, we put those resources there in a whittle pit. We've applied some benchmarking processing and mining costs to those, as well as our own metallurgical testing to those ounces, and they fall in a pit. We've got about 1.3 million ounces of measured and indicated, and a little bit shy of 600,000 ounces of inferred, again, that fall within an open pit scenario. Strip ratio is 1.3 to 1. It's very encouraging for the project to continue to push it forward. Same thing at Lincoln Hill. We're waiting on our resource. It will be an in-pit resource. Again, we'll use benchmarking from some of the nearby operations, including Coeur d'Alene, since the Lincoln Hill area sits, you know, just within a mile or so of the Rochester open pit. And Lincoln Hill, you know, that resource come in a pit, and again, we'll, you know, we'll be able to then start to look at the district as a whole and press forward with looking at some economics for not just Wilco or not just Lincoln Hill, but as a district. In addition to that, we've got our Gold Ridge area. That's basically the ground between Wilco and Lincoln Hill. Last year, we found a brand-new zone. We've put about 25 drill holes into it at the end of last year, and now we're going to look at that information to see if we can't put out a brand-new resource estimate for the Gold Ridge property. So I think, you know, if you're somebody operating in that district, like a Barrick or the remnants of Coeur d'Alene, you might look at those things and say, well, you know, this provides a compelling future. You know, I think Coeur d'Alene has about 6 years of unencumbered production out of Rochester. Perhaps if they look at a compelling future in the district, maybe that's 16 years of production for them. I mean, I really don't know. We haven't tried to fit the things together. But like I said, obviously, it's a case where one plus one might equal three.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting situation. I mean, it's not like you guys are rookies either. I mean, you've got a significant background, as does your partner, in the industry, going back, what, probably 20, 25, 30 years for each one of you. So you know what you're doing, and you know the Nevada area really, really well, and that certainly gives me just a whole bunch of comfort. Well, you know, I know that news is going to be coming out very, very frequently, Bill, on Rye Patch. Trust me, or I guess I should ask the listeners, trust me, you guys and gals, anytime anything comes out on this company, you're going to hear it first here. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back to wrap up the show.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I appreciate you joining me for this show. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, one of the better investment conferences that occurs every year is held in Hong Kong, and it's sponsored by Standard Chartered Bank. I will be speaking at that conference in June of 2013, but Standard Charter is very, very active in the commodity sector. They're very, very active specifically in precious metals, and they provide great insight, in my opinion, for folks who are interested in this sector. Jeremy Gray is on the line with me right now. Jeremy is involved at a high level, I might add, with Standard Chartered Bank. Standard Chartered Bank is, I don't have to say anything about them. Everybody knows about Standard Chartered. They began doing an investment conference in the Far East last year. Our friend Laura Stein is involved in it, helping to put together the agenda for that, the guest list, etc. And I'm happy to say that Standard Chartered will be on my list next year. I'll be speaking there in June, and I'm really looking forward to it. Jeremy, it's really a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Pleasure's all mine, Al.
Quick question. First of all, the gold market on Thursday, that was 2 days ago, began a major trend upward, and it was obviously had everything to do with this quantitative easing thing, you know, pertaining to the mortgage market in the United States, which I think is not a strong reason, but it is what it is. I have been very, very bullish on the metals themselves and on the securities themselves. My wife and I have invested, I believe, in the last 6 months, about $100,000 in the securities market. I feel very, very safe doing that. All of those stocks that we bought, by the way, they've all been disclosed on the show, and every one of those stocks are involved in the gold or silver sector or the energy sector. You guys pretty much feel the same way, I think, in a kind of a generic sense, don't you?
Absolutely. We actually went very bullish the whole mining space three weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people say that the moves we've seen Let's start with base metals. The moves we're seeing in copper and aluminium, zinc, and nickel are all down to QE3. Now, I kind of disagree with that. What basically we're seeing is consumers around the world have destocked out of a lot of base metals at a time when QE3 and Draghi and the ECB and now China are clearly stimulating, and they are caught short. So I think you're going to see huge moves in this base metal arena. And there are some stocks like Freeports and a whole bunch of names that have been out of the radar for so long amongst investors. So it's not just gold, but we're very bullish gold also.
No, I agree 100% on that one. I'm looking at the spot market as we're recording this, and the spot market is up approaching $1,800 an ounce right now. And I think, yeah, and I think that that's incredible. It's interesting. You know, nobody knows where we're going to go short term. People, you know, claim to know, but nobody knows. And so I go on the line and I simply say, go on record as saying mid to long term, I think gold is great. You know, Jim Rogers and I were speaking at a conference in Frankfurt, I guess it was about 5 years ago. And that evening, Jim and I and my wife Kathy had had dinner and drank some wine together. He's a very interesting man, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Been on the show a number of times. But he was telling us at the time, he said, you know, the stars are aligned right now for a major, major bull market in the commodity sector that he says is got to be good until at least 2017. Would you agree with that?
I'm totally with Jim. And also, I think what we're seeing in the gold market right now is China has awoken. And just to give you an idea, in the last 3 months, the net imports of gold in China were more than the annual output of Newmont.
Yeah.
Every month, China's importing the same production as a Yamana, as a Franco-Nevada, as many of these, you know, 1.5-2 million ounce producers. That wasn't around 18 months ago.
No.
When you had dinner 5 years ago with Jim, China was a net exporter of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's consuming at such an alarming rate that every 2 months, it's basically eating up the entire global new supply of gold in the next each year.
Yeah.
The industry adds about 100 tons a year. And I said, we just had the Denver Gold Conference this week. It's a fantastic conference.
Mm-hmm.
Even if every single one of those 100 companies was flooded with capital today, it would not move the dial in terms of new supply. The industry cannot suddenly fast-track and bring on more than about 100 tons a year of new gold supply over the next 2 years. Sure, maybe in 5 years they'll be doing 400 tons. But at the moment, China is importing every 60 days the entire global supply increase from the industry, from Africa to South America to Australia. It's an extraordinary number. So it's not just QE3 that's driving this gold market up.
Well, I have to agree with that. I think that on Thursday that just might have been the impetus, you know, for short term, very short term. But no, of course, it's not just QE3. But, you know, I have to tell you, I feel pretty close to China. And the reason I say that is I was a director of a bank where everybody was Chinese except myself and one other guy. And I worked with these guys for 22 years, and I really, really developed a respect for the Chinese intellect. My parents also, interestingly enough, grew up in China, so we had a lot of Chinese friends when I was a kid growing up. And I have to tell you, you cannot sell those people short. Well, what does this have to do with gold? I'll tell you what it has to do with gold. Back in, I guess it was 2005, 2006, maybe as late as 2007, I saw what the Chinese were doing. I was speaking at a GATA conference in Washington, D.C., and I said, you know what? As far as I'm concerned right now, I'm the consummate bull in precious metals, and you know why? Because look what the Chinese are doing. You know, shortly thereafter, Chinese bureaucrats are in discussions with France about having a new reserve world currency based on hard assets. It's in the cards, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing I'm getting over this side of the pond here in Asia,
mm-hmm.
Al, is that a lot of the big Chinese state companies, they're no longer looking for the iron ore projects in Australia, not even looking for copper projects. They're desperate for gold
mm-hmm.
deposits in Africa and Latin America. So you're about to see a massive M&A frenzy from the Chinese in this junior space. So if your listeners are sitting on juniors with 1, 2, 3 million ounces of resource,
mm-hmm.
And those resources are trading at $50 an ounce, I guarantee you in 2 years it's $200 to $300 an ounce of resource. That's where this industry is heading. You're about to see a massive re-rating in junior gold stocks.
you can't say guarantee, unfortunately, because nothing is guaranteed in this world. But I agree with you that the odds are very, very high. And that's one of the reasons that my wife and I hold a fair amount of juniors. You know, you get a good solid junior that's got reputable management, that has, you know, a proven asset, and it's pretty hard, in my opinion, to go wrong on that. Jeremy, tell me a little bit, if you would, about the Standard Charter's involvement in the investment sector, specifically in precious metals, would you?
Yeah, sure. We've got a huge commodity trading group situated both in Singapore, London, and Hong Kong. We hold gold for many of our customers. We trade for the six biggest Chinese banks for bullion. So we have a tremendous read on what the market's doing, and what our traders are telling us is that demand at the moment out of China is insatiable, and the export flow and the important growth that's coming from Hong Kong. Because remember, China, it's illegal to sell gold outside of the China region.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's importing from Hong Kong. They were exporting some back to Hong Kong, but most of it is one-way traffic from the Hong Kong vault under the airport straight into to the Chinese consumer, and also obviously to the central bank. And I'd probably say two-thirds of those imports are going into the central bank right now. For them to reach 8,000 tons of gold reserve, which is the same as what America has today, at the current rate of imports, it's going to take them 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about to accelerate.
What do you think the impetus is behind the Chinese actions?
It's really, it's a couple of things. I think one, it's a fear of inflation.
Yeah.
Two, it's also the property market has probably not performed as well as it has in the past. So they're looking for new ways of finding yield and return.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, that property market's starting to pick up aggressively at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Kong property's hot. Shanghai is really taking off again. That is an interesting stat in itself.
Yeah.
And I think third, when China has a trend, just as it did with some of the other metals, even with trends like luxury goods or French Bordeaux,
mm-hmm.
when they get into something like gold, they call it gin. Gin is the Chinese name for gold.
Yeah.
They really get into it and they move en masse. Even I was in a taxi yesterday and the bus on the back of the bus had a new coin, gold coin that's now for sale. I think it's called the dragon gold coin.
Yeah.
That demand that, you know, and that market wasn't there 2 years ago.
And look where we are today. Totally a horse of a different color. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed listening to the show this week. We're going to be back with you next week. Don't forget to listen to our daily editorials on the website.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.